This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. As I always say, Todd and I have applied our deodorant, we've combed our hair, gone to the bathroom, and are ready to roll for Hour number 3. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, this is the most enjoyable, entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on Earth, other than the alien shows that we love to talk about late at night, driving through the desert in a storm about 2 a.m. and you break down.
Fred, I have to get this off my chest. I didn't comb my hair. I just wanted to let you know, I feel the need to be absolutely honest. You said we applied the deodorant.
Did you put the deodorant on?
Comb the hair. I did all of that, but I did not comb my hair.
Trust us, Todd. We know.
I figured it was obvious, but Fred was looking to the right.
Well, that said doesn't look so bad. It doesn't look too bad. That means you must, I guarantee you probably, when you sleep, you're like one of those perfect sleepers. You don't move. You're like perfect like a mummy.
Yes, yes. It's like I'm in like my little barometric chamber and I have my hands up here like this. And you know what helps me go to sleep at night?
Oh, no.
You know what really helps
Wait,
me go to sleep at night?
Wait, you have the dump button ready, Cal?
One of the things that helps me go to sleep at night is... Reading the Radio Law Talk disclaimer page. You know, when I sit there and I open up the disclaimer page on my iPhone and take a look at what it says, and I see how Radio Law Talk is to be used for entertainment purposes only, that we're not giving legal advice, do not go to court, and quote us to the judge as any sort of legal authority. If you have an issue, please consult counsel.
Bringing a tear to my eye, Todd. It's a beautiful
just don't,
thing.
We gotta stop this. Where's my pick me up? Where's my pick me up? I'm putting myself to sleep here. Yes. Don't quote Radio Law Talk unless you're sitting around the dinner table with your family and friends, and somebody says, "Well, you know, they say," and then you can trot out, "Well, I'll see your they say, and I'll raise you with a podcast from Radio Law Talk."
That's the way we do it here.
Yes.
And that's pretty much our complete disclaimer, isn't it? Very good. Nicely done.
This hour, we're going to do a case or no case, which is everybody's favorite. We're going to talk about a case that's out there that Cal either made up or that's true, and we got to determine whether or not it is a case, and if it is a case, what the outcome is. And we get points for that. We have to get to 50 points. And everyone's like, well, why do I care about that? Because the losers have to pay for the winner's dinner. And by the way, the last time I won, my plate was about $100
a plate.
It was $100 a plate. Mm-hmm. And that was not with alcohol, because I don't drink alcohol. That was without alcohol. It was $100 a plate, and I enjoyed every bit of it because they had to pay.
It was. Now, I should also say that theoretically we get points. If we get the answer right, Fred and I haven't been doing a very good job of that today, but Cal's been stumping. You know, someday Cal's going to have to stand before some sort of judgment bar and account for his life, and they're going to bring up this stuff and say, well, didn't you give this one on case or no case? And he's going to say, yes, I did, and, well, good luck in H-E double hockey sticks.
So here, so $100 worth of food on Fred's plate, so that essentially, if I'm thinking right, that would be 100 tacos. I mean, that's...
Ooh, that's exactly right.
That's right.
I could eat 100 tacos at an unnamed place easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily. Okay, Cal, let's roll case or no case.
Okay, let's do that. Here we go. Now it's time to see what we can do.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Kenneth Henderson is a cop and a bodybuilder, and so is his wife. He's 53, and Mr. Henderson claimed that he was moving some traffic cones and injured himself so badly that he could barely walk. That he had a walker, that he had real serious problems caused from moving the traffic cones. His bride had also made a similar claim, although it wasn't traffic cones, it was from something else. And then Mr. Henderson decided that he would go to Nevada to attend a bodybuilding championship and work out in the gym in Nevada, because nobody would see him there. Nobody except an investigator with a camera. So I'm going to ask you, Todd, I think it's your turn to start.
I think it's my turn.
Okay, Fred, I'm sorry, your turn. Case or no case it is. So what do you expect the outcome might have been, Mr. Penny?
The answer is case. Yes, he was caught. Not unusual. And Kevin loses his job and gets in trouble. And his workers' comp case, he still wins a little bit of money. Let me say, it's a case. But that's logical. So I'm going to say it's a case and he still wins. I'm just going to do that because it's so off the wall, because that can't be, it just can't be normal.
I know.
We can't. So it is a case and he wins, because Cal's going to go, what? There it is.
You think I'd throw something else in there?
Yes.
Mr. Kunin, what do you think? Would this be a case or would this be, you know, a no case?
When he moved the cones, did you tell us how he hurt, what he said he hurt when he moved the cones?
His back.
Okay, he said he hurt his back.
His back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do we know the time frame from date of the injury to when he was seen in Las Vegas?
Several months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to say that this is a case. And you know what? If you come back and say you made the whole thing up because something else, I'm going to say it should have been a case somewhere. This kind of stuff, workers' comp fraud, the allegation of workers' comp fraud happens all the time. And they do send out investigators to look. They take video of, oh, your back's hurt and you're moving a mattress. So case. And I'm going to say that Kevin loses, even though his argument would be, yeah, the exercises that you saw me do don't require me to use the back in a painful way, like if he was doing bench press or things like that.
A rehab thing, perhaps.
Yes. And besides, I was taking steroids the whole time, and that helped the back. What? Ooh, I just admitted steroid use, and I wasn't supposed to.
Well, you know what? You know what? Hey, before you say that,
possible.
you're wrong, dude. Yeah. You're wrong, because that's just too... What you just answered was straight up correct.
I know.
And it's logical, and that's why Cal is no way giving us something
But he's
logical.
Already given us one like
okay.
that today.
No.
And this will be the first time that you and I have differed. We both say it's a case, but he says that... Is that Kevin? Is his name Kevin?
Yes, Kevin.
So Fred says Kevin recovers. I say Kevin is found to be a fraudulent workers' comp.
Well, it's interesting. You know, when I was a baseball umpire, there was a friend with whom I umpired who made a living going around in this little Honda with dark curtains over the Honda and a little Nikon with a big zoom lens. And what did he do? He took photographs and or videos of people who were attempting, in the insurance company's view, to cheat workers' compensation. So I just thought it was an interesting scenario. And by the way, it's one about which he told me, so it is a case.
Yes!
Yes!
By the way, both people lose in this case. Both he
and
his wife lose. They were both sentenced to jail.
Oh.
He was sentenced to, I think he got 48 months or something like that, and his wife was sentenced to time served. She had already been on a monitoring bracelet in lieu of bail. But yeah, they both lost their money. I mean, they lost pretty much everything, including their employment that would allow them this kind of a thing. So that, ladies and gentlemen, so this means Fred gets a point. Means Todd gets two.
Wow.
You know, anecdotally, the odd thing about that result is because I've had a couple of back surgeries, and if you haven't had that pain, you don't know. And both of them, I was working for an agency, and I had to have time off. The injury was such that sometimes it would get so bad that if I could go and mow the lawn, the physical activity caused the muscles to fill with blood, which actually created traction and provided me with a little bit of relief during that period of time.
For that brief moment, right.
And then it went back to painful. So I was able to do something. They say, your back doesn't hurt. Look at this. But that wasn't true. Medically, I still had the MRI showed the back problem.
These people had no argument. They kind of saw the video and went,
oops.
Okay. Well, how are we going to work this out?
Wow.
They started negotiating.
So I got 2 points.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I got one.
Bingo.
But did you know that the California Highway Patrol has a police officer that's his or her job to do is find workers' comp fraud within the California Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It's an interesting thing. It all goes to show when you start handing out free money, people will do almost anything to get it, it seems.
We'll be back.
Some people. Time for us to take a break here. We'll come right back right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah. Jesse Smollett. Todd, just give us a brief overview as to what happened prior to the latest.
Well, and this brief overview is brought to you by the
Depends.
The most recent Dave Chappelle stand-up comedy, because he gives a really good background on it if you want to see it. But yeah, so a couple years ago he had a claim. Jesse Smollett was an actor on the show Empire on Fox. He was also in one of the Alien films. I think it was Alien Covenant. He had a role in that one, and he said that he went out to Subway restaurant at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and as he was coming back, was approached by two individuals wearing MAGA hats who then assaulted him, made homophobic comments, referenced Trump, beat him up, put some chemical on him, and put a noose around his neck. He went back to his apartment, called law enforcement. They showed up. He was still wearing the noose, investigated
it. Which the law enforcement, remember that? They kind of said, come on, take that off.
You can take the noose off. We're here now. And it garnered a lot of news, a lot of attention, but shortly after the investigation started, the subject of the investigation shifted from these two individuals to Jesse Smollett as perhaps having made a false allegation, and ultimately he was charged with making a false allegation.
Then it was dropped.
And then it was dropped under circumstances that called the public to question that. And as a result of all of that, and this is very much a condensed version, a special office of the special prosecutor was assigned. Daniel K. Webb was assigned to look at everything that happened. And we have the result of that investigation.
And it is... we're charging you.
That's right.
I'm just telling you what people are saying. We're not saying we agree with it. Remember that. But there's some interesting allegations. Miss Fox, Kim Fox, was the prosecutor that said, oh, I'm going to drop this and we're not going to go after Jesse. And this is not, and she is, and Kim Fox talked to some of the relatives. And she's a former aide to First Lady Michelle Obama. And they were thinking that Miss Obama came in unduly influenced. Now, this is the allegations. They're not saying this is true, but that's why they said, and the mayor got upset, and so did the chief of police, and said, you're going to put a special investigation on this. And so she stepped away from it, and then a special prosecutor came in.
Exactly. And look, I remember this one at the time. There was a procedural anomaly, and it is this. Because some people argue, regardless of all that, you filed charges against Smollett, and then you dropped him. Doesn't double jeopardy keep you from filing him again and going after him again because he was arraigned and then you dismissed it? How can this happen? And here was the anomaly. Kim Fox said initially, you remember, her office was the prosecutor's office.
Right.
She said initially, I feel that I have a conflict of interest. Okay, this is after it got started because of that discussion with the former aide for the Obamas. She said, I feel that
she talked to a former aide.
Yes, that's right. So she said, I have a conflict of interest, so I'm not going to do this. She says, I'm turning it over to my number one deputy. I'm going to be blocked off, and my number one deputy is going to review it for charges. And that deputy went forward, and things were filed, and then not filed, and ultimately dismissed. Here's the problem with that procedure. Under Illinois law and the code in Chicago, once the prosecutor's office has determined that there's a conflict of interest on the part of the top dog, the independent prosecutor or reviewer has to be appointed by the court. She doesn't get to hand pick who it goes to. That was the anomaly. So everything that happened after she said, I have a conflict, which included the filing and the dismissal, it's as if none of that happened. Now they finally got to the appropriate procedure where the special prosecutor was appointed by the court, and now we're doing it the right way, and it resulted in charges.
So now they've just brought him up on a number of charges, and I think there are 6 charges.
Yes.
I don't remember the exact list. 6 counts, indictment, and I wrote it down somewhere. I don't...
4 separate counts of false reports to police department, and 1 count for claiming that he was a victim of a hate crime, and all of this as alleged, knowing the entire time that he was not a victim of such a crime.
Yeah, and Jesse Smollan is in the process of suing the city of Chicago right now, by the way.
That's right.
On malicious prosecution or false arrest, I don't, something to that effect. So he's going after them also.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. When the case was dismissed by Fox's office, it was dismissed with the understanding, that's what she said, he has done everything to this point, he, Smollett, has done everything to this point that we would have otherwise required under a diversion plea. And because of that, he's paid restitution, he's taken a class, done whatever he's supposed to do, and because of that, this is the kind of case where we'd normally want diversion, so it's a wash, we're okay with dismissing it. At which point, he went on all the news saying, see, it was dismissed, I'm exonerated, I didn't do this, the truth shall prevail, the truth shall set you free, and he filed his lawsuit, which would be based on his belief that he had told them the truth and he didn't really do any of this. Now he's facing charges again.
Well, and not only that, they got the two individuals that, quote, beat him up. They said it was a setup, and they claim he was paid. They were paid, and apparently they knew him and had worked on a set before. And
yeah,
the reason they did it, they're claiming, is because Jesse was going to help them in their career.
That was the that was one of the key things that was pointed out on a lot of legal commentators, was if you're going to pay two people to stage beating you up under a fake claim, don't pay them with a check. Because it was the cash check for like $3,500 or something like that one of the things that they got. So
there we go. We're going to follow this and see what happens. It's not going to be like a Weinstein case, not that big, but Jesse Smollett case is starting to take some get some traction. We're going to see what happens.
Yep.
When we come back, we've got to talk to you about Baker Hostetler, an attorney. And he's an attorney for Chevron. And there is a discrimination case against Chevron. That's all I'm going to say. And you've got to hear what happens at mediation, which is an area where you go and try to resolve the case.
So now that, folks, is a tease.
Yes,
that's a tease.
Oh, that's a good tease.
Good job, Fred. Thank you, folks. Radio Law Talk will continue here in just a minute. You continue with us, and we'll move the show forward after this.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New developments involving the coronavirus. First up, we learn a Chinese person in France, the first patient in Europe to die from the disease. Also in the news, the State Department allowing 400 Americans on board that Princess cruise ship docked in Japan to leave. They will be quarantined for another 14 days at a military base in San Antonio, Texas. President Trump talking about the situation at the White House Friday.
I spoke with President Xi of China, and he's working very hard on this. It's a tremendous problem, but they're very capable, and they'll get to it. There's a theory that in April, when it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus. So we don't know yet.
In other news, change coming to Spirit Airlines, the company moving its operations control center from South Florida to Nashville, Tennessee. The $11 million investment will create 350 new jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I like that show.
Now back to Radio Law Talk. Here are Fred Penny and Todd Kunin.
Come on, Todd, let's sing it.
Huh?
Oh. Keep it going. Wait. Shake your booty, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Shake, shake, shake.
Good job on the woo, Fred.
You know, when I go to court, you have to go through the metal detectors now, and I used to wear a belt that never set it off, and now I have a new belt, and it always sets it off. So you got to take the belt off, and every time I do, it's just like...
Drop your book.
All right,
will you pick your pants up, please?
You guys want to start off a little bit of music here? I'd be happy to take off my belt and my cell phone.
Usually I get paid when I do this.
Well, usually people are yelling, put it on, put it on. So... Yeah.
Oh, man.
You hear it all.
Baker Hostetler. What you have a lot of times before you go to trial is they want you, or the court tells you, you have to go to mediation. So there is a lawyer that is a partner of this Baker Hostetler that's representing Chevron in a discrimination case against Chevron. And so they go to a mediation, and these are the allegations. Again, not everything's allegations. And apparently, he walks up to the other counsel, and this is in Texas federal court, and motions his rear end toward him and shakes it toward him, apparently fairly close or whatever, shakes his behind, in insinuating that Mr. the plaintiff's lawyer, because of his choice of hairstyle, since he's not wearing a ponytail, plaintiff's counsel wears a ponytail, might want to do something. And so what... Okay, you shake your booty at me all you want. I'm going to bring a motion for sanctions before the court.
Motion, I get it.
And yeah, and disqualification. So he's bringing a motion, yep, a booty motion, for sanctions and disqualification of this lawyer for Chevron. And the booty shaking is not appropriate to people wearing ponytails. Yeah. That's it.
You know.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty.
Yeah, another classic two-note song and a big hit.
Are we going to get sued because we played that song?
Maybe.
I figured it was, you know.
If we do, we'll just shake our booty and pretty much the suit will go away.
When I was thinking about songs to play.
When
I was thinking about songs to play prior to this, it was a toss-up between that one and a selection by Sir Mix-a-Lot that I decided not to go
with.
No.
No.
Anyway, we're going to follow the shaking your booty motion and let you know next week what happens and see if the motion to basically sanction that lawyer for doing that and disqualification.
Yeah.
I guess that lawyer might just argue, I was just shaking my booty because I was pretty happy, man.
Hey,
we're trying to settle this case.
I'm proud of this thing. Come on.
Shaking your booty.
It's taking me a long time to create this.
So here you go, guys. Don't, and gals, don't shake your booty at the opposing counsel. So when you turn around and walk away from them at the desk, you just say, you know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore, counsel, but don't you dare walk away shaking your booty. All right?
That works.
What kind of... This is probably a dumb question. You guys know the answer far better than I. What kind of lawyer would find themselves in that sort of an emotional state to think that that's okay?
Well, why don't you just think... why don't you just shake your booty back? And that's just like, okay, you get mad because he shakes your booty at you. You turn around, you shake your booty right back.
And now,
that's a booty shaking contest.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest pay-per-view. It's booty versus booty. Coming in at 520 pounds, the lawyer on the right, wearing a G-string and two tattoos, is Mr. Baker Hostetler.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I just think that's how you do. That's how you get to turn around. You know, you don't get all mad.
Now Michael Buffer is going to sue us because I said his tagline.
Michael Buffer.
Oh, he's the guy that does the Let's Get Ready To.
Oh, Rumble. Yeah.
So,
well, anyway, he's a good guy. Okay, fake resume, they're arguing. Now the Lori Loughlin case. This is what I want to ask you as a prosecutor. Now, why is it that the...
Former prosecutor.
I mean, former.
Yes.
As a former prosecutor. So this is the USC case where Lori Loughlin's daughter, you know, got in on a scholarship as a rower for the rowing team.
Hilarious.
And apparently, these are all still allegations. Lori Loughlin, the actress, allegedly paid $500,000 to accommodate this happening. But here's what's happened. Is the FBI, the federal prosecutors have released to the public the basic, what was it? It was a admissions resume?
The allegation is...
It was a resume.
Yes.
For the daughter.
So Lori Loughlin's daughter got into USC under a theory that she was on the rowing team and was never on the rowing team.
Right.
So what was released was this resume of
the daughter.
Of the daughter that includes a detailed list of rowing competitions, awards won from, 2015 to 2014.
Yes.
Starting with a gold medal, allegedly, in 2014, all the way up to a 14th place finish in 2017. Now, the Loughlin's defense...
Wait a minute. You missed the most important part. Her skill sets include awareness, organization, direction, and steering on the... on the rowing team.
Well, in all fairness to her, she did sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat as a child.
So,
I mean, so that I think
I don't want you to go on yet because I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
This is where I wanted to get to. So as a former prosecutor, why is it that the federal prosecutors are releasing this to the public?
I
thought they're supposed to keep this, you know, close to their vest and then present it in court. That's why we have court.
And here's the thing. I do not have a good answer for you on that one, because to me, that is a head scratcher. At some point in time, one of the first questions that is asked of a jury during jury selection, and that will easily be asked in this case, is, have you heard any media reports about this case prior to your summons from the court to serve as a juror?
The answer is, yeah, you gave it to me.
Yeah, you broadcast, you've been trying the whole thing in the public. And for the life of me, I don't see how you can publish this and not claim that you're somehow tainting the jury. If a crime happens in a small community, murder happens in a small community, and people are so upset about this, it's common to have a change of venue to another community with other jurors that knew nothing about it. I get that. If this is being broadcast and it makes national news, where can you go in this country where somebody hasn't seen this blasted all over the news?
Was he pressing for a plea?
I don't know.
Even if he was, that's just not the way you're supposed to go about it.
Let's see.
Whoever the prosecutor is.
Yeah, whoever
that is.
It might be a woman prosecutor. I don't know who the prosecutor is. But anyway, so that's out. But obviously, guess what Lori Loughlin's argues, which, to tell you the truth, sounds logical. Don't forget, it wasn't just them. They're arguing, Lori Loughlin, that USC was in on this. And they're saying the application was not filled out by their family, but it was filled out unbeknownst to them by someone at USC. So in other words, here's the money, and then maybe USC, I'm not saying this happened, this is what they're going to say, USC filled it out and handed it in to make it look like it was legitimate.
So you guys know what you want to see, just fill in the blanks yourself.
Yeah, you fill in the blanks yourself.
Well, that's interesting,
and
isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what's going on. And I didn't really realize how big of a deal that Lori Loughlin's daughter was as a social media big-time influencer that she was.
I mean, essentially, she didn't really need to go to college in order to do something to earn a living, because when you have as many followers as she did on social media, you're doing pretty good as an influencer.
What is her name again? What's her name?
Olivia Jade Gianulli. Look. These documents were released by federal prosecutors, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why those were released. I mean, what is the motive other than you're prosecuting a case and you're concerned about the public opinion and support for the prosecution, and you're trying to say, see, she's not the victim that she says she is? Well, my opinion is just Todd Kunin's 2 cents to the prosecutors.
Olivia Jade, 1.3.
Have a thicker skin, okay? If you're worried about that, let the evidence prove it.
There's one's called Olivia Jade, and it's 1.3 million followers. So that's close to what you and I have, Todd.
Yeah, give or take 1.3 million followers, pretty close.
Yeah. Seems like a lot.
Well, come back. We're going to do a famous thing that you love to hear, which is our quick takes. Todd and I, on the whole 3 hours, we're going to give you our quick take on what you got to remember before you leave us. We'll be right back.
More Radio Law Talk coming up, the final segment, so stay with us. You've been here this long, Biz. We'll stick around. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Arielle Lynch. If you're like me, your pets are family. So when disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. American Humane has tips to help.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Todd has a kitty. Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Oh, we're back. Those of you who are hanging out with us, I have one more segment. Isn't that exciting? But this is something that I wanted to talk about for a long time, and it is very, very controversial. And we like to talk about things that are controversial, but lay out both sides. And it's very important because we like to stay politically neutral. But I was waiting for this to happen, Cal and Todd. I've been talking about this. I've been thinking about it. And this is a tough one to balance. The first lawsuit in Hartford, Connecticut, of three young ladies suing the basic athletic department, an athletic association for transgenders running in women's events.
So the High School Interscholastic Federation that oversees,
yes,
high school athletics, right?
Well, it's the one that's called the Connecticut Association of of schools and the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference is who they're suing. And they're suing under Title IX. And they're suing saying it's not fair that transgenders, if you want to comment on this, 855 Law Radio, 855 women. And they're gonna, someone's gonna say that's wrong that you said claim. Well, whatever. They're transgendering from a man to a woman. It's not fair that they run against these women because they're beating them so bad. Now here's what the situation here is. It's this one gal is Mitchell. Her name's Mitchell. She's basically one of the fastest runners in Connecticut, this gal. And she's a senior, and she continues to finish third behind two seniors who are transgenders that, wait for it, 15 girls state indoor and outdoor championship races since 2017. They are just blanketing and taking these two transgenders, are taking these women's sports, and they're winning all the indoor-outdoor championship races.
And she says it's taking away scholarship opportunities, achievement opportunities in high school that would be helpful when she wants to apply to go to college, and she's quite concerned about this. I mean, there is a simple answer, but who knows
there's no simple answer in this, but here's what their argument is under, and you guys understand this because, Cal, you know sports, and so do you, Todd, is they're putting under Title IX, which is smart. What is Title IX? That's the equality of women in sports that basically came out and says there needs to be equality, because what was happening originally is men were getting, the men's programs were getting more money, they were getting more scholarships, et cetera, et cetera. So they're arguing under Title IX, because what is the transgender's argument going to be? It's under the Constitution, right?
Exactly. So the problem here is if you have this title which delineates between the born gender of an individual, about where money goes for, you know, men's sports versus women's sports, and now you have a crossover. And I don't want to say crossover in terms of how the individual, how the athlete identifies. If you have a person that was born in the way that most people would look and say, okay, you're born genetically as a male, but you identify as a female. I'm not commenting on that. What I'm pointing out is you may identify and you may be transitioning, but biologically, your body still has the same hormone levels as male athletes, the same testosterone levels as male athletes. If a female athlete, and this is where I think it's interesting, if a female athlete were tested after one of these races and the female athlete was not transgender, but the test revealed chemically the same levels of testosterone in their blood as a transgender athlete had, they would immediately accuse that female athlete of doping.
Right.
Okay? And so this is where these individuals, the female athletes, have an argument in that we keep losing these races. I would be curious. We were talking on the break. I would be curious to know if, let's say, the female athlete that keeps coming in third, are her times in those races where she comes in third faster than the previous times she ran those races, such that she's actually running faster because she's running against faster competition?
Could be. The interesting thing about this, if I read it correctly, Fred, and I may not have, was that the transgenders still had all of their male body parts. In other words, they were functioning on dressed as women, but nonetheless biologically, in terms of all of their body parts and so on, were nonetheless still male.
That's my understanding.
Which is an interesting twist to me.
That's right.
Which makes sense if they're high school athletes. I don't know if there is anything in the law if somebody wants to transition, if there's an age requirement or how old you have to be before that can start. But the fact of the matter is, traditionally when you've had competition, I mean, going back to the history of man, when you've had competition, you can see how society tried to put forth a distinction between the two different groups of people that could compete based upon folks that were typically bigger than the other. And the only one that historically has ever worked was based upon their gender. Okay, the women are going to be here, the men are going to be here, and they're going to compete against each other. Well, in today's day and age, and I could see it going this way, we have different ways to identify the characteristics for competition. And if it's not going to be men versus women, then fine. Just have it be genetic markers, and people can compete regardless of their born gender, but you have to be in a class that's consistent with your genetic marker, and these high school competitions clearly are not.
Or have a transgender category, have the men race against the men, the women race against the women, and the transgenders get to race against the other transgenders.
That could be as well.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what the courts, this, believe me, this is in federal court, this is going to go to the Supreme Court of Connecticut, and they're going to have to, no, it's federal court, so it could go to the Supreme Court.
And good for the girl for standing up and saying, listen, this may be the common trend, but it's putting me in an unfair place, just like prior Title IX, women were in an unfair place there as well. And I think it's pretty brave of her to do this in this political climate.
I agree.
The one concern or question I would have is with the argument that they're losing scholarships. And the reason why I raise that is, you know, if you don't win a race, if you don't come in first, second, or third, you can still look and have your times posted. I remember when I ran track in college, I ran the 400 meter, and they had the fastest times for the 400 meter listed out there. And obviously the person who ran the fastest time won that race, right? But the second fastest time, you didn't know if they ran that race, if they won it, or if they were just the person that came in second in that race. But you press the fastest times for the entire season. Who ran it the fastest this season? And if this person here came in third, but they still ran a time that was pretty dang fast, I would find it hard to believe that any college would look at that and go, boy, you ran the fastest time that's ever been run by you in that race, but we're not going to bring you in because you didn't place first.
But you know what, though? You're assuming a fact, not an evidence count.
That's true.
The fact is, you're not, so far to my knowledge, it hasn't hit the NCAA yet, or colleges, but if it hits the NCAA colleges, then are they going to start recruiting transgenders?
Well, that's the question. That's where all this was leading, and that's why I'm saying, why not simply have a different transgender category?
Because they're going to run into an issue with testing.
But the law may not allow that yet.
They're going to run into an issue with testing for these doping agencies that test for the Olympics.
Right.
If you're competing in the women's category and your hormone levels are this, which is significantly higher, I don't know that it's going to be a defense to say, yeah, but I'm transgender.
But here's the interesting thing is I knew this was coming when I first saw it, and I'm saying here it comes, and here's the first one in Connecticut.
Yeah.
This is something I'm interested in because I think it's going to two competing, arguments with constitutional issues and Title IX issues, even maybe constitutional issues within that Title IX. Are going to clash.
You can't raise the issue initially the way it was first issued or raised about equality without understanding that this hitch in the giddy up is something that's going to come up.
And the scientific argument lays on top of that, probably, if the truth were told going
forward. I don't know. I just work here.
Well, here's one thing we do know.
What do we know?
It is time for Todd and Fred to give us their quick takes, and Mr. Kunin, Fred, you're going to...
Me? All right. So
I thought I was going to go first.
My quick take goes out to the prosecutors in the Laughlin case and any prosecutor in any criminal case. Remember, DAs don't win cases. Fancy trial tactics don't win cases, and they shouldn't. Evidence wins cases. You either have it or you don't.
Great point. Mr. Penny, what is your quick take?
Now, I know you're all sad that we're about to end Radio Law Talk, because what would you do without us during the week? You know, you're not going to deal with Weinstein, Avenatti, Smollett. What a week. Yes, we're going to be back next week, and we'll have another exciting time for you. So don't fret. Join us at Radio Law Talk next Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Goodbye.
For some people, the saddest hour of the day is when we go away, but we'll be back on Radio Law Talk. Thank you for listening.
Have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.